I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A series of earthquakes shook buildings near Istanbul, Turkey on Wednesday, sending people fleeing. Patrick Anthony from FMI says,
there's a lot of frightened people right now. And it sounds like the fear is more so about what could be coming. More aftershocks, more even possibly a larger earthquake.
Early reports indicated 151 people injured, with many jumping from windows in panic. Authorities urged people to sleep outside, though some returned home. While the 6.2 magnitude quake caused little damage, many fear the next one could be worse. Ministries continue to serve amid the uncertainty, and FMI supports indigenous church planters and local leaders through the crisis. Pray for those who need help and new homes after the quake. Learn more at missionnews.org. And when prison doors slam shut, Iranian Christians are left alone with their persecutors. Just last year, 96 believers were sentenced to a combined 263 years, but those locked doors shouldn't lock us out. Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran says anyone can use social media to raise awareness. And with the right hashtags, stories gain traction and reach global institutions. Public campaigns and petitions also make a difference.
This would include writing letters to Iranian embassies or international human rights organizations to apply pressure.
Public outcry helped free believers like Marzia Amirizadeh, Maryam Rostampour, and Pastor Yousef Nardakhani. However, it's best to work with advocacy groups who know how to handle sensitive cases wisely. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.